Another angel, Father. Shortly after this, she attended a meeting also attended by Joseph Turner. He was now boasting that he could mesmerize her and could prevent her from having or relating a vision. She described what took place. I arose in the congregation. My visions came up fresh before me, and I commenced relating them, when I felt a human influence being exerted against me. I then turned to this man, Turner, and related what the Lord had shown me in Portland, and, raising my hands to heaven, earnestly cried, Another angel, Father! Another angel! I knew that my request was granted. I felt shielded by the strong Spirit of the Lord, and was born above every earthly influence, and with freedom finished my testimony. The friends were comforted, and rejoiced in the Lord. Joseph Turner was asked why he had not stopped my relating the vision. He answered, Oh, some of you would have her talk. Ellen was shown that she should go to Paris, Maine, for there was a meeting appointed that she should attend. And Elder Stevens had appointed a meeting, where an important matter was to be brought out. He had urged all to attend. Ellen White wrote, The next morning we went to the place appointed for meeting. When Elder Stevens came in and saw us present, he seemed troubled. The meeting commenced with prayer. Then as I tried to pray, the blessing of the Lord rested upon me, and I was taken off in vision. Elder Stevens had declared that he would listen to nothing but Bible. I was shown the teachings of the Bible in contrast with his errors. I then saw that the frown of God was upon Elder Stevens, that he was leading honest, conscientious souls astray. Elder Stevens was one who had taken the position that it was a sin to work. Being a leader among the believers, he exerted a strong influence, wrote Ellen White. The Lord gave me a reproof for him, that he was going contrary to the Word of God in abstaining from labor, and urging his errors upon others, denouncing all who did not receive them. He rejected every evidence which the Lord gave to convince him of his error, and was firm to take nothing back in his course. He followed impressions and went weary journeys, walking great distances, where he would only receive abuse, and considered that he was suffering for Christ's sake. His reason and judgment were laid aside. He denounced the visions as being of the devil, and continued to follow his impressions, until Satan seemed to take full control of his mind. His friends at length were obliged to confine him, where he made a rope of some of his bed clothing with which he hung himself.